I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. We begin today in Iraq, where persecution and violence against religious freedom continues. Open Doors, Carl Mueller.
We do know that churches are being bombed, and we know that churches are being targeted. However, Christians are being emboldened to witness.
Mueller says the chaos in the region has created an exodus, yet the spread of the gospel continues. Mueller calls it an interesting phenomenon.
The persecution that takes place because Christians speak out is actually bringing them to the attention of authorities as non-Sunnis or non-Shiite and creating opportunities for them.
Next, the Roma people of Slovakia live unemployed, poverty-stricken, and marginalized. IA Network's Rody Rodehaver says it's a people group that's been difficult to reach because they don't trust too many people. But the IA Network team began a personal evangelism effort recently that's seen the gospel spread mostly among teens and young adults in their early 20s.
It's our prayer that he will raise up from that group some people who can become leaders in the church, both lay leaders, and that he will also put his hand on some people to become pastors and evangelists to reach their own people.
And summer camp season is underway in Russia, Ukraine, and Belarus. Thousands of kids are experiencing God's love firsthand and learning from his word. It's one of Russian ministry's most effective outreaches to kids, and they're inviting you to be a part of it. A gift of $49 will send one child to a life-changing week of camp. It's a simple equation. One child plus 1 week of summer camp equals one changed life. Go to our website for information. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Gain USA is making available Josh McDowell's book, The Da Vinci Code, The Quest for Truth. Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.